everybody. Welcome to episode 12 of the Profitable Architect Online Weekly Podcast. My name is Sara Colata and I'm an architect and digital transformation specialist. I am fed up with the fact that architects globally are undervalued, underappreciated, and struggle to make enough for their living. This community is for students, young practitioners, academics, firm owners, and senior architects who are looking to raise their value by leveraging the tools of digital transformation. So in this episode, I will discuss attractive character avatars and how taking on a well-defined persona online can make it easier for you to build a relatable brand. This episode is a continuation of the last episode where we already began to talk about the attractive character online. So far, I told you about the three elements that make an attractive story. But just like in all movies, and stories from mythology through modern literature, there is a certain blueprint one can apply when analyzing what sort of aspects of a character people find relatable. I am sure you have seen films where the main character is a villain, but you develop a tremendous liking for him. Take Todd Phillips's Joker, for example, or the whole plot of Killing Eve, one of my favorite TV series from Phoebe Waller-Bridge. It's all oriented about the same exact principle. Why is it that we like bad people through these stories? Have you ever thought about this? The secret really is in the way that the story is told. The more relatability we can develop, the more compassion we feel, and the more compassion we feel, the more we like this person. And sometimes, just like in these movies I mentioned, we don't judge on the character's bad actions. So who really is an attractive character and why do they become attractive? An attractive character is not a good-looking person, although of course good-looking people also can be attractive characters online. As an attractive character, you have to take an identity that will be relatable and interesting for people to get to know. So let's look into the different identities which are famously talked about in digital marketing. This is sort of like archetypes in mythology. It corresponds with how you communicate and interact and how the audience reacts to you. The first archetype is the leader. A leader is an identity assumed by those who like to lead their audiences from point A to point B. Whatever transformation or a journey from A to B happens, you can choose to embrace the identity of a leader. Most leaders share a similar experience or backstory with their followers. They are also architects or they also build houses. They have gone through a certain experience and have come out of it winningly. This win indicates the success, and based on that success, leaders take their followers on a journey, showing them how to overcome possible obstacles. In case of a leader, the desired result of success has already been achieved. So followers follow a well-defined path and also look up to the leader as a person who accomplished that one thing that they are also looking to accomplish. I am sure that you already follow loads of leaders online. They can be lifestyle leaders, successful architects, or bodybuilders who mastered a sport routine. The point is that since they achieved their success and they did it, you can also do it. And by following them, you learn how to achieve better results. If you're good at something, if you have accomplishments and you're looking to create an effective communication strategy, becoming a leader to your audience can be a safe bet, as it already is a method based on reputation and acknowledgement. Becoming a leader and stepping into this role can be subtle. You can do this softly, but remember, you have to step into a power and embrace your success. Lead with your success and allow yourself to step into the spotlight. When you make this transformation within, by embracing this experience, it will be easy for you to create and share your life journey from that space, and you will not feel out of place. It all begins with you and the decision that you take as how you want to present yourself. Stepping into a spotlight is not about bragging, although in my opinion, there is nothing wrong in a healthy amount of bragging. Remember, when you talk about your successes, you don't want to do it from a place of wanting to impress others, but to impress upon others that they can achieve the same success as you, if only they follow your footsteps. So if you are accomplished and have successes, lead with it, embrace it, and shine. Now, what do you do if you haven't yet got all the answers? Influencing other people, especially with thought, is not only reserved for success. You can do it from any point as long as you're authentic with it. So if you haven't yet reached the success you desire, you can build an audience that will follow your adventure towards success. You set yourself up with a goal and you acknowledge that there is other people out there who may share the same desire as you. What you have to do in that case is lead with your curiosity. Lead with the adventure you embark on. So your main trait, the driver, needs to be curiosity. And what you want to do is define a journey, a path for yourself that you will take and share each step of it with your audience. You set yourself up with a series of questions that you will seek answers to and then go out into the world of the internet and just try to answer these questions. As you get the answers, you bring them back to your community like treasures from your adventure. Your goal is to discover the ultimate truth that helps other people solve their problems. This identity is similar to the leader, with an exemption that instead of leading the audience to answers, you fish for them and bring them back, providing value. If you're just starting your journey and don't have a well-defined scope of questions or a good enough understanding of the main problems that your community might be facing, you might want to consider a role of a reporter or evangelist. You know what interests you, but you don't know how the market will actually react to it. You don't completely understand the market and know enough of it to know who is it that you want to attract to yourself. Typically, as you take on this identity, you go out to the online world and interview dozens, hundreds, or even thousands of people before you will fill yourself up with enough understanding of the industry to graduate to a different persona. This is how I started. If you followed me for a while now, you know that I have a weekly YouTube livestream show called Architecture Talk Tank. Architecture Talk Tank is where I am a reporter. I have run this show for over a year now, and by today I've interviewed over 60 people who I discuss different architecture, business, and digital transformation topics with. I started by knowing what I'm interested in discovering. I am an architect myself, and straight out of my BA, I started a charity called TribeLab. Running that business for 6 years has showed me everything there is to know about how undereducated we are as architects in entrepreneurship. I haven't just learned about business, team management, project realization, and legal matters of design, but also about how to deliver a build project and serve clients. As a charity owner, I struggled financially, so I decided to learn about business. Besides taking courses in business and marketing, I decided to learn more about the architecture industry and embark on a journey of speaking with not only other architects, but also business developers, communication specialists, website gurus, marketing experts, branding professionals, and other experienced individuals who serve the architecture industry and can teach me everything there is to know about the industry of architecture from many angles. Through interviewing all these experts, I'm learning and also enriching my understanding of the profession. This helped me gain a perspective, so when after 10 months I decided to serve my community with unique knowledge and expertise, researched solely by me, I already knew very well what was the problem that architects were facing globally, which limiting beliefs were affecting common practice management, and what were the key aspects of running a business that created constant obstacles for architects globally. I still run Architecture Talk Tank and I ask all the relevant questions, some that help me understand the topic better and some that help my audience solve the problems simply by listening to experts. If you want to follow the weekly show, simply subscribe to my Sara Colata YouTube channel. Being a reporter is a great place to be in, especially when you are starting. The role focuses on you building a journey to a humble discovery. You position yourself in a place of facilitating, just like Oprah, for example, by being a facilitator and inviting all these incredible personalities and experts to my show, I also grew following in the process. People see you with all these high-profile experts and become curious about you. It is a matter of time to become associated with your guests in the eyes of your audience. Your status can grow as you are in the company of high-profile people, and not only that, but also as you develop friendships with these individuals, you also open yourself up to more collaborations and potential opportunities. This way, for example, I got invited to do a project with the UN and get back to my charity work from a completely different level than when I was running my charity on the grassroots level. Assuming the role of a humbled reporter can help you tremendously. One of my favorite sayings in business is, it's not about how you get there, but who will help you along the way. So it is worthwhile to invest in relationships. And I am certain that in your area of expertise, you surely have role models that you could learn a lot from. Perhaps you even dream to appear on the radar of some of them. Being a reporter is a great way to do that. The knowledge and credibility I gained from being a reporter naturally evolved into my coaching career. There came a moment where people, my audience, started to reach out to me and ask for an advice. So as my audience was maturing and becoming more ready to take the next step with me, so did I also grow and naturally feel that there has come a point where I had more to offer. By producing new content, such as this podcast, I stepped into the role of a teacher, a coach, and began to commit my time and energy solely to providing value. As you see, this podcast is different from all the other content I put out. In this podcast, I don't have any guests. With this work, I decided to take a stand, step into a spotlight, and share my personal journey, personal stories, experiences, and findings, ready to lead with my own expertise. So you can always change your role when you mature into that change. But being a reporter is a great place to be when you're just starting or when you don't yet hold enough information and insights into the industry that you're looking to serve. Remember that one of the first questions people ask is, who are you and what's in it for me? Sometimes if you're not so known or your successes are not recognized, it is better to take a role of a reporter or adventurer and catch a momentum, develop a relationship with the community, and as a result then also better understand them. People will love to see you grow and they will value your perseverance and continuous effort. As you become better and change your approaches, they will receive you with open hearts because they will appreciate your growth. Remember, keep it human and don't try to be perfect. A good friend of mine gave me an awesome advice when I was just starting out with Architecture Talk Tank. In fact, he was one of my first guests on the show, Brian McCartney, who is an expert in website design and communication for architects. He said to me, Dan is the new perfect. And I loved it so much as I wrote it down on a little piece of paper and I always keep it on my desk. Remember, Dan is the new perfect. Do your best to deliver as much as you can at any given time, but don't let perfection slow you down. Now, the last role you can look into is the role of a reluctant hero. A reluctant hero is a great place to be, and I must tell you in secret that it's an identity that I myself strive to reach. It is a humble achiever who had accomplished a lot of successes and does not like to be in a constant spotlight or any fuss made over their discoveries. But the hero knows everything there is to know about the expertise they represent, and they're valued and wanted, and they're a great asset in the industry. The reluctant hero is so good at what he does that he's driven by the mission of sharing this with others, with the sole purpose of helping. The hero needs to overcome their shyness and keep sharing this expertise with the world. There is a moral duty that compels the hero to share his knowledge. Many of you feel this way naturally. Being online and putting yourself in the spotlight might be uncomfortable, but becoming really good at something calls for you to share that knowledge with others. We can see all that around us in architecture, where the best of the best circulate the expertise in forms of book publications, seminars, or even teaching at universities. It is a natural life cycle of knowledge. You crave it, you get it, and then you share it. It is a way of being that gives back something to future generations. It is a beautiful place to be, a place where you can leave legacy behind. So whether you choose to be a leader, an adventurer, a hero, or a reporter, there is a scenario written for you, and I'm sure that you already might identify with one of those archetypes. Don't be afraid to step into the spotlight and add a personal touch in the way that you brand your business. Determine which of these types is good for you and try it out. I guarantee you that you will attract much success to your business, and with time, Also add that personal touch to your brand, which will turn your business into an entity that is relatable, liked, and desired. We all buy into brands on a daily basis. Look what drives your decisions in the first place as you buy into new products or companies. It is all about emotions. Those emotions, they are present not only in your personal life, your business life, but also in ways that others read you. By letting people in on that, you have more power to influence their buying decisions. Take on an identity which is honest and authentic with who you are, and don't be afraid to share it with others. If you want to make more money and be profitable as an architect, you have to understand how to guide people's emotions. Of course, you will enjoy the process truly only if you feel that what you do is completely aligned with who you are. So sit down and define your brand, your identity, and a way in which you are willing to build yourself in the eyes of potential customers, your audience, and others who by any walk of life will stumble across your business. Make sure you're sharp, visible, and polar. Don't wait any longer and make that decision now. Don't worry about the 49% of people who will not like you. You need to focus on the 59% that will, or even the 1% that will, because the 1% in the scale of the whole world can still make you a millionaire. So who cares about those that will not follow? Make sure you're great at it towards those who actually are interested in your story, your world, and your brand. All these topics are covered with you in this first episodes are here to prepare you for more. Without strong foundations, you will not build a house. So take a minute to contemplate upon what you've learned today and think about how you can integrate these new lessons into your business. In the weeks that follow, I will teach you more about converting your audience into paying customers. So it is really important that you already adapt the lessons today if you want to make money tomorrow. My vision is to empower an expert economy within architecture, where uniqueness is celebrated above rewarding hard work with meaningless diplomas, for the better good of an individual, but also a greater collective. Stay tuned as I share my journey, my research, my observations, experiences, and wisdom here through this weekly Friday podcast and in all other social media channels. If you like this episode, click subscribe to be notified of the next episode coming out. Thank you and see you in the next episode.